Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Hello, sweet friends, and happy spring. Oh my goodness, doesn't the energy feel just so refreshing? It's like goodbye to winter and all the kind of gloom and doom and heaviness of what this 2017 has really began to unfold. And we get into a place now where everything literally has begun to lighten up. And there's a shameless plug again. but what's so great, you know, this is really now, there's like this huge weight that's been lifted from us. And now we're really pushing ourselves into purpose, pushing ourselves on purpose. And I say pushing because this is what we need to do sometimes, especially when we're not really trusting with where we're going. And I'm sure, like many of you out there, I know I certainly have been in that place of indecisiveness and uncertainty, and I've had to push myself forward to one step, two steps some days. But it really is, this is the time now for us to, you know, springtime's about blossoming, right? It's about rebirth. It's about renewal of the earth. And we definitely are going through that as well. And of course, we add in 2017 being this year of new beginnings. And we've been floundering a little bit the last few months, trying to figure out what we want to be when we grew up. And now this is into a place where now it's like everything that is about attaining and achieving and moving forward on that purpose begins to unfold. So we really get into, you know, you've probably been finding that your intuition is like turned on high. There's energy now that almost is asking of us to take some action steps towards those most heartfelt goals, those things that we just can't shake free from no matter how hard we try. And I'll tell you, for me, that has been, in the whole scheme of things, has been in terms of the whole mediumship card. Of course, I'm a medium. And who would think that being a medium would still cause me uncertainty? I've been a medium my whole entire life. You know, it's like, you'd think I would be used to this by now. I mean, I'm 46 years old and I still am shaking with uncertainty when it comes to different aspects in terms of what spirit is guiding and the direction that my life is unfolding. So, you know, we're in a place now with this equinox where the universe is asking us to set our priorities straight, to really take a look on, what we truly want to accomplish and achieve for our life. It's about looking towards our passions and then taking guided action and moving forward. So, you know, sometimes, you know, we're being asked to do things that feel like a risk. There is a lot of fear and uncertainty, and we are in this time and a place where there is so many opportunities that are unfolding. And it's like, we don't even know what to do sometimes. We don't know what we should do. We don't know what the best thing to do. All we know is that what was working previously isn't working anymore. And that you're probably finding that too. So we are being, you know, our buttons are being pushed a little bit. We've got to look at moving out of our comfort zones. But the more important thing in it is to recognize that right now, in this beautiful springtime energy of the equinox, that the universe is definitely supporting us in every aspect, where it's like, time to take the leap. Let's get moving ahead, take some action on the dreams, because all of the cosmos are in alignment. And it's like, the moment we do, heaven and earth will begin to move. But how do we get there, right? Because we're human, and aren't we good at talking ourselves out of doing things that we know we really want to do? Aren't we really good at postponing, neglecting, and putting off things for a rainy day, sometime in the future? One day I would like to achieve, one day I would like to do, one day I would like to go here or go there. Everything is always future oriented. And right now where we are, we're in this place where it's now, that every destination, every part of the journey, it's like this is the time to take those action steps so that we can realize our bigger dreams, you know, where we can have the personal freedom, where we can really step into and onto purpose in our life more than ever before. It's like there's the first 3 months we spent laying some foundations. We were dreaming, reflecting, taking a look at different things we would like to do. And now this is the time, you know, in from a place of greater depth inside of us than ever before, that the energy is moving us with vigor. It is pushing us, you know, to really get on life's path so that we can have a life of greater meaning, greater satisfaction and fulfillment. But in here is that human aspect of things, this place in us that is so afraid of making the wrong decision, so afraid of making the wrong choice, even though we have our intuition is on high, even though we're receiving messages from the universe, from angels and guides and, you know, everything to help us to really take those steps forward and really honor our true calling. It's always such an amazing little game to me between my ego and that soul purpose, between my ego and what spirit is guiding. I am this person who tends to argue with the guidance I get. I dig my heels in and I refuse to take action because somewhere I think I know what needs to happen, or I know what to do in order to accomplish and achieve my greatest of, my dreams or my greatest of successes. And yet it has been, and I know, you know, time and time again, that when I have gone forward in trust with the guidance I've received, in trust with the cosmos and in knowing that they are supporting, that everything works out in greater capacity than I could ever even have imagined. That somewhere in all of it, that as serious as what I believe things to be, that the moment I stand up and honor that true calling and I get out of wasting time on projects and doing things that are taking away or dulling out on my senses, that As if by magic, all of the pieces of the puzzles come together, each and everything. So, you know, trust is something that I think we all struggle with, trusting ourselves to make decisions, trusting the guidance that we're receiving, trusting that we're receiving clarity with the guidance, right? You know, it's like that we question even, well, was that a yes? Was that a no? Is that what I'm supposed to do? Is that what, you know, we spend a lot of time in our heads. Oh my goodness. You know, it's amazing because I look at when you think of the thoughts we have and all of the stories we can concoct, how much time we go through logic. We weigh pros and cons. We make lists of things. We try to figure it out all on our own. And yet, the moment we get out of our head, we get into our heart, where we allow ourselves to receive, is when everything seems to expand, everything goes soft, and everything begins to turn around in our lives. But you would think, after so many years of knowing this and doing this, that it would be natural to fall into the heart instead of getting lost in the logic of the mind. Our insight doesn't come when we're busy in our minds. We actually create states of confusion for ourselves when we're caught up in our head. And so that getting out of the mind, doing those things to create some stillness, some quiet, to really focus or reflect on some of our personal ideals really is what begins to shift and change in terms of what we experience in what we're doing. But trust is not easy, you know, especially when we look at things on a human level, when we look at We've been in relationships, and we've had a friend who suddenly, you know, something happens. We have a disagreement. We have somebody hurt somebody, and there's aspects of forgiveness that come into play, but we can never quite trust them in the same way. You see, it's not really about trusting them so much as what it is being in trust with ourselves. So when someone breaks our trust, I often see this as being as if, you know, glass shatters. And once a glass shatters, there's not an easy way to put it back together. That trust is something that needs to be recreated within that relationship. But there's the other side of the equation, is that when we've been in a relationship where we have trusted and where there has been wounds, suddenly we, you know, the glass shatters. And even though we've forgiven, and even though we're open to exploring a new kind of relationship, when the guidance says, you can't trust, do not go there, we have to trust that guidance. Even though the logic of our mind says this relationship will be fine, you'll get back into the friend zone, it will repair itself. But the thing is, if we don't trust the guidance to not repair it, if we don't trust the guidance to not pursue the relationship, if we do not trust the guidance that we're receiving, we're going to ultimately get hurt, get wounded, or get burned again. The same thing goes in terms of when we look at for some of the bigger purposes in life. When we look at things, as I said earlier, falling into trust with what Spirit's guiding me, even in terms of mediumship and what that looks like, and which is taking me out on stages across the provinces. And that is leaving me feeling a little uncertain, a little uncomfortable. But I'm trusting what's being guided. I'm trusting that in being guided, that Spirit's going to show up, that I'm trusting that everyone that is there is going to be cared for in the highest and best way. I'm trusting that by doing this step, that it is the next step in realizing my biggest goals or realizing my ultimate in dreams of what it is I want to be, do, and have in my life. So it's about developing, I guess, in trust with some of the simpler things and allowing the trust to build from there. What I mean here is if you can think about, you know, we take steps on a spiritual journey. We take a step forward. You know, sometimes we do that little dance. We'll take a step forward. We take two steps back. And just, you know, until we find a rhythm with where we're going. Once we find a rhythm with where we're going, every single step seems to lead us to more. And what I mean is, like, we can be walking this spiritual path and we can take a step. Say we take a left, we take a right, we take a left, we take a right, because that's pretty much how we walk. So we can look at the left being our spiritual side, is that we step into wisdom with our left. And on the right, we step into power. The left, we receive. The right, we express. It's much like what I refer to in creating balance between being spiritual and human, where we're taking a step forward with the left on everything that we receive in our spiritual life, whether it be the wisdom, whether it be the to be able to receive from Spirit, to be able to receive from the universe, to be able to, you know, that feeling aspect of our lives. And then the right side, you know, being more that masculine energy, those things that, which is our humanness, that help us to use our a combination of our intuition and the logic of our mind to get things done, where we begin to take that at those inspired action steps, where we begin to express, you know, our greatest desires and our purpose into the world. So each step is greater realization of our true nature. Each step is helping us to identify ourselves, who we are, what our truth is. It gives us a greater sense of accomplishment even. You know, when we look at the right step being that with power, we get, you know, greater, we accomplish more, we achieve more, we are able to do more with our lives. But we don't get anywhere if we're sitting still. We must get up and start taking steps forward. Even if we take a couple steps backward, it's still farther than where we were before. But trusting ourselves really is about handing over the brain, getting, you know, handing over all of the logic and getting into a place where we can really identify with what feels best, what feels right, and what feels, you know, it's not even gut feeling. I can't even say it's a gut feeling, but what feels, I want to say, light about where we're going. The biggest thing that holds us back from being in trust with things really is the fear, right? That fear of making a mistake, the fear of there being a bad choice. And I think that as humans, we have to remember that, you know, we make mistakes. We all make mistakes, but I personally don't look at them as being this bad thing that happens, that everything that I choose to do, there's learning, there's growth, there's greater evolution, but it also helps to bring in other choices, you know, where we see this A didn't work, so I'm going to give B a try. And even though we're getting guidance to do B, we as humans might need to do A first to fall into trust with what's being guided. So this, we have to, at some point, also get in a place where we have to use our best judgment. We have to follow through with the decisions we make. And when we can do that, regardless if it's the best choice for us or not, once we move forward with a choice, and once we, you know, it really is a positive force of change. Every choice we make is a positive force of change that allows, you know, the cards to fall as they may. And as I've said before, once those cards are dealt, once we then have new choices we get to make. Just because the cards fall a certain way doesn't mean we stay there. It's what we do in those moments that determines our destiny. So there is no such thing as a bad or wrong choice. Every choice is leading us forward. And we have to remember that as much as we believe that we're human and we're in charge of things, that at a much deeper place inside of us, that our soul is always guiding us. Our soul is navigating this whole life. And so when we look at the fact that we've made a wrong choice or a wrong decision because we've been burnt or hurt in some way, or things didn't go quite the way we expected, this is because the soul is looking for that learning. It's looking for the growth. It's looking for the awareness and the opportunity to make other choices. Every part of what we're doing, we're right on path. We're right on course. So there is no wrong decision. There are no bad choices. What is, would say, bad, in quotation marks, would be us not making a choice at all. That really is what, you know, where the trust factor begins to build, is when we start to make choices that we feel at the time is the best choice for us, regardless of what's going to happen, of where it's going. When we're allowing our intuition and our mind to work cooperatively with each other, when we're tapping into, we're receiving guidance, spirit is nudging us along, when we're using the integrated combination of all of that, we can never make the wrong decision. Everything will always work out. But it's about moving beyond the fear, the doubt, the insecurity, and all those beliefs of not being good enough, smart enough, wise enough, talented enough. And moving beyond that and trusting 110% in what is being guided, what feels best, what feels right, and what is true for us. So, you know, I have really been working on self-trust the last few months. I think that, I can't even say the last few months. This has obviously been, like everybody else, trust has been something that has been a practice, or practicing to trust myself, practicing to trust the guidance, has been a part of my whole spiritual journey. And I really truly believe that we continue to have these challenges or these things that come up in our life to help us grow into even deeper trust than we've ever had before with the universe. We don't just develop trust in our gifts and trust in our connection with spirit and trust in our guidance and trust that the universe will catch us and help us fly. It's not something that we practice and we get to a place, oh, I'm completely trusting now. There will always be a greater level or depth of trust that's being asked of us. And so this is, you know, like everything, we never get it done. We never get into a place where we're 110% trusting with the universe about every aspect of our lives. I think that if we do get there, again, you know what, we've probably crossed over. We've, you know, we're on the other side already. I mean, I'm totally trusting it once I don't have to deal with it anymore. But the doubts, the insecurities, I mean, that's a part of what we go through. But we have to really, you know, develop or put into practice some ways to grow in trust with ourselves, with the universe, with the guidance we get. And so it is a matter of, you know, perhaps starting small, doing little things to grow in trust. But when we are asking other people for their opinion, when we're listing out pros and cons, and we're trying to justify, you know, everything, every choice, we're justifying why it would be good, why it wouldn't. What we're looking for at that time is inspiration. We're looking or seeking the ability to be able to connect and receive that higher guidance. So even though we can say in the doing of things, the doing of the lists, the doing of the opinions of other people, that this is one of the ways that we are seeking the wisdom of our own self. We are seeking confirmation, not from other people. We're looking for inspiration. We're looking for confirmation from our own soul that we are, you know, on the path, that we're doing our greatest calling, our greatest contribution, the, you know, our highest purpose for the manifestation of our greatest purpose. So, you know, as humans, one of the things we do is if we are looking to the opinions of other people, it's really easy then to have somebody else to blame if things don't work out. If somebody, you know, comes to me for a reading and, you know, I provide the insight based on what I'm seeing and what I'm receiving at that day and time for that person, and things don't quite work out the way that maybe it was expressed in the reading, the person then, you know, and I've had it happen, will come back and blame me because, you know, they trusted what was, or they didn't trust it. First off, they might have trusted, but they were still doubtful. But they would have come back at me and said, well, that's not what you said. It didn't work out like that at all. And I think the other thing to recognize is that even though we receive guidance, that when we receive guidance or we have somebody else do a reading for us or whatever, that's where the energy sit at that date and time of our asking. But so much changes, and everything changes with every choice we make. Everything, how the future is going to unfold is a matter of the choices we make. And even though it might be showing that, you know, in 6 months down the road, there will be a big move in someone's life, and suddenly there's no move in 6 months, it's not because we got it wrong or we didn't receive properly. It's because there was a choice somewhere along the way that was made that completely altered where the person is going, the steps. You know, it's like suddenly if they would have continued to walk left along their path, everything in 6 months would have been the big move. But because they decided to turn right, it changed the course for them. But regardless, even in that choice to go right, it was still the right decision because that soul was saying, I'm looking for more. I am seeking the wisdom of my own self. I am looking for my inspiration and my know-how. And I'm doing this to grow in trust with myself, the universe, and all the powers that be. I'm going to talk more about this after the commercial break and give you some tips as to how to start growing in trust with yourself.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking, but no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Kelly Clarkson, and I've toured the country dozens of times, and there's one thing every state has in common: childhood hunger. The sad truth is that 17 million kids don't know where their next meal is coming from, or if it's even coming at all. Yet there are billions of pounds of surplus food around the country at farms and warehouses that could help end this injustice. But all that food is useless if it doesn't get where it needs to go. That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank. Find out how at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio.
So we're all about the trust today, growing in trust with ourselves. And as I said before the commercial break, you know, it is a practice. It's not something that we accomplish and we will be in trust with everything for the rest of our lives once we develop or know how to do this. Like anything, trust is a practice. And with the thinkings of the mind and all of the logic, we really get bombarded with messages, as I said, of not being enough, not being productive enough, not successful enough, not talented enough. And so, you know, here it's about at the deepest level about remembering that we are enough. You know, I don't have, you know, all of the answers on this, for sure not, because I'm still in trust, practicing in trust in all kinds of aspects of my life. But, you know, we go through all of these questions and all of these things, you know, what should I do? You know, what should I choose? What happens if it's wrong? What if I fail? What if it doesn't work out? You know, we get into this place of really the state of constant procrastination and indecision like this is so draining on us. It's draining on us. It's draining on the people, you know, that we're having the conversations with. It's draining because we have to grow into trust with our own ability to be able to handle whatever life throws at us, to make some the big decisions on our own, and being in trust with the guidance that we're receiving, you know, around those decisions. We can't be walking around in a constant state of fear and have this cloud of dependency on other people to make those decisions for us. We've got to take responsibility for, you know, for ourselves, begin to trust our instincts, and again, more importantly, having faith that no matter what we decide, that everything is going to work out exactly as it, you know, exactly as we intended, and sometimes even greater than what we ever expected. But we've got to get into some ways of being able to get into trusting ourselves at that deeper level. So how do we do that? That's basically a few things I want to touch on in this part of the show. So I think the first thing in knowing whether something is right or wrong for you is about getting into a practice where you begin to pay attention to the physical reactions that you have. We receive, you know, our bodies are amazing. Our bodies are so receptive to energy. It's receptive to guidance. And we have to really acknowledge our bodies, not just for what they do for us physically, but also how they work cooperatively to help us receive the guidance, as well as helping us to make those choices that are in our highest and best. And so at the basic level, it really is about getting in touch with how your body feels. Does it give you, you know, almost a feeling of lightness? Or do you get a cramp in your stomach when, you know, over it? I actually manifest my stress with tightness in my shoulders and my neck. And this is where, for me, I have to take a look at, you know, I have to ask myself, what's wrong with this? Where in my life am I out of touch with my values, or perhaps what I truly would rather be doing? As soon as I get, you know, these physical reactions of my body, when I start getting tension and soreness and tightness in my neck and shoulders, I know that one, I've got the weight of the world on my shoulders, but more importantly, the fact that I'm in some way not honoring what might be best for me, or there's a decision that you know, there's something I'm doing that was a decision that isn't quite right for me. So we need to get into the practice of not only consulting our head on things, but really consulting our heart. Logically, I should do this. It would be stupid not to do this, you know, A or B. However, when we get into our hearts, the answer might be completely different. And so we need to pay attention to how our body is either constricting or expanding when we're looking at making a choice or a decision. So, it, you know, how do you do this? Well, you've got to get quiet. You've got to get still and find some presence with your body. A lot of people that I work with and clients and, you know, are a little bit disconnected from their bodies. They've never allowed themselves maybe to feel their emotions, to really receive a touch. And so sometimes when we're out of touch with our body or we're disconnected from it, it can sometimes be difficult for us to be present, whether we have a feeling of expansion or contraction. So, but learning to do this is about practicing, asking over and over, taking time out to get still and quiet and consult ourselves. Paying attention, you know, is there lightness? Is there heaviness? Does my body get warm? Does it get cold? Does it feel like a yes? Does it feel like a no? Usually on a contraction, that is a really huge sign for me that it's a no. Like I said, I carry my stress in my shoulders and my neck. So for me, I can feel heaviness set in there when the decision or choice is not in my highest and best. So we have to then, you know, we can look at, you know, when our hearts has a sense of the fact that this is right for us, we might get butterflies in our stomach. Our heart might actually beat a little faster. I know for me, I feel like I'm really being lifted up out of my chair energetically when something is big. We might get goosebumps or angel bumps. All of those reactions that our body is having are the receiving of messages that are either being given to us from our own soul or from an angel or from a spirit, someone who we love that's crossed over, a guide. It doesn't matter where the information is coming from so much as us learning to develop the practice of being able to receive the information that's being given to us. So when we can get into this place of accessing accessing all of the help and support we have around us, and that when we can listen to our body and what it's doing, it really helps us to make decisions that will no longer be a part of battling our head, because it's a decision that helps us to make a choice, and it's a choice that's being made on the greatest advice that we could ever be given. As I've said before, you know, when our loved ones die, we believe that they're a part of our past. But the truth is, they've gone on ahead of us. And so because they are ahead of us, they hold space for our future. And so we can begin to consult and ask them for help in being able to accomplish our dreams and our goals and our aspirations for our life. And when they're holding our future, we can sit down and be still and be quiet and pay attention to those physical reactions of our body, and grow in trust with that. That's the key. So when we get a yes, when we feel lightness, when we feel expansion, and we take a risk here, we might have to take a risk because we still don't know if it's going to turn out, how it's going to turn out, if it's, you know, what's going to happen down the road or in the future. But it's about following through with that guidance we receive, you know, with complete unknown. And the more that we can take a little risk in trusting it, the more our trust grows. But we have to start somewhere. We can't be 110% in trust with the universe and all of the divine forces if we're not practicing that trust factor in a small, gentle way. So we begin to look at trusting what we're receiving, trusting ourselves to make a decision, trusting that we know what is in our best. I recently had a conversation with a client of mine who contacted me because she really wanted to help in making a decision in her life. She needed to know if you know, I'm just going to use a vague description here, so to hold confidentiality for her. But she wanted to know if she was to, you know, go shopping the next day. That's really vague. This came down to, you know, me having to support and help her to know that this decision was something that she needed to make for herself. She needed to allow herself or give herself permission to either go shopping or not. She was the only one who could decide what was best for her. That no matter what I was picking up, you know, from spirit in regards to what was her highest and best, it really is about free will. And so, you know, even when we receive guidance for things, we ultimately have the choice and this free will whether we follow through with it. And so for her, it was about, you know, trust yourself to know enough what is best for you. And so she did, and, you know, she went shopping, and it all worked out. She got all the sales. Everything was, you know, everything she was looking for was on the shelves. But it is about, you know, it's like I said, it's kind of a vague scenario. But it just to give you an idea that we have to, even those little nudges, those little small decisions like that, we have to take responsibility for making those decisions. That's the only way that we're going to learn to trust ourselves. We have to begin to pay attention to the physical reactions in our body. That's the only way we're going to be able to trust in the choice that we're making. Is this choice in my highest and best? Simplest question to ask. Do you get a yes? Do you get expansion? Or do you get a contraction? Expansion is yes, contraction is no. But you see, it takes getting out of the head, creating that stillness, creating that presence, allowing for space and time to sit down and have a cup of coffee with yourself. So as we continue to grow in trust with ourselves, so again, the physical reactions, as I said, is the biggest thing. The next, you know, really is about growing in trust, is about taking a look at the things that you would love to do. And what I mean that by that, I can use the analogy of the lady going shopping the other day. Would you love to go shopping? She said no. Or I could have said, would you love to go shopping? And she said, yes. You see, we have to check in. What would we love? What invigorates, what excites, what is just feels so yummy and delicious to us? Would I love to do this? Because if don't really love to do something, we probably shouldn't be pursuing it. If I didn't love helping people, I wouldn't be very good at my job and I'd have no success. If I didn't love bringing, you know, connections through from the other side for people, I probably, you know, wouldn't be doing my roadshow, so to speak. So we have to really, you know, create some confidence in ourselves. Trust can and often is very instinctive. And it is simply, is it something that I would love to do? Because the moment we ask ourselves that, it begins to ignite our passion. And wherever there's passion, there's purpose. So we have to pay attention to that reaction. You know, that's our heart trying to tell us something there. I think one of the biggest things too, you know, where a lot of anxiety comes from is the fact that we have a lot of indecision, and that indecision can be debilitating and it's distracting. And so the longer we go without making a decision, the harder it gets. And so when we're not making a decision, we get into battling the head, and then all the choices start to conflict. We're getting the opinions of other people. The thing is, it's just about making the decision. Sometimes that's all that's being asked of us to grow in trust is decide already. Just make the decision. Just make the decision, because if you can just make the decision, you can just make that choice. The whole universe will conspire to make it happen. But we get so caught up in the rights and wrongs, but ultimately it's about just making the decision. Once we make the decision, we go in, we begin to trust ourselves a little bit. But when we're caught in indecisiveness, when we're caught up in that justification or pausing on it, it can create a lot of challenge for us. So again, we talk about, where are we going here now? Sorry. The next thing is we have to trust ourselves emotionally. We have to attune with that deep place inside of ourselves. We have to be able to love and accept everything the way it is. And that's probably one of the most difficult things for so many people is being able to just find some acceptance with what is. All those things we wish it could be, all those things that it's not, just finding some peace with where things are. Because when we can find some peace with where things are, it gives us the opportunity to, it kind of clears the pathway a little bit, and then we're able to get in touch with the deeper truths inside of us. We're able to know that, really what is going to be in our highest and best. There's amazing wisdom within our own selves. And sometimes when we have a dilemma, it's because we're not, when we have a dilemma, it's because we haven't really got in touch with what is best, what is right, and what is true for us. And again, we're so afraid of failing, but trusting our heart, is a process of self-love. It's also, as I said, a practice of self-acceptance. So if you can, just take, again, opportunity to create some unconditional acceptance with life, some unconditional acceptance with the state of things, where things are, where they're not, you'll discover that as you do this, that not only do you grow in greater compassion for yourself, but you also begin to notice the impact of making choices that are unacceptable or not good for you, and awareness to that part that will fulfill you. So practicing self-love, self-acceptance is another way that we begin to trust ourselves. Because we, when we can accept our choices and we're not beating ourselves up anymore, we grow in confidence. Our mind, we're so good at beating ourselves up, criticizing, analyzing, judging ourselves for things we've done in the past, things we didn't do in the past, that we really begin almost a self-crucification process. And so it creates a lot of distrust in ourselves in being able to make a decision or make a choice that is good for us. So when we can practice self-love and self-acceptance, we begin to nurture a more caring, compassionate relationship with ourselves. And when we begin to be more caring and compassionate with ourselves, we begin to trust ourselves a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. All right, so the show goes by so fast. So again, we're learning to trust energetically on what we're receiving. We're learning to trust ourselves emotionally on what we're receiving. So one thing that I want to make sure that I close with today is about being able to attune to open-heartedness. So here are some things, I just want to quickly, this is what we're doing. We're attuning to trusting our heart, attuning to through open-heartedness. So first off, to learn to start to trust your heart physically, as I said, when we're looking at the contraction and the expansion of energy, place your hand over your chest and imagine that you're breathing into and out of your hand. That's one of the ways to start to connect to the body. As you begin to grow in trust mentally from here, you begin to inquire about some ways that maybe you've obstructed or you've stopped yourself from being able to love and accept yourself. So it's about getting clear, a mental impression of how you could love yourself more. What do you need to forgive yourself for? And then when we learn, get into trusting our heart emotionally, we begin in this place to attune to that deeper part within us, where we begin to accept everything just the way it is without needing to change it, and knowing whatever choice or decision we make here, it's going to turn out. We might even visualize that we're, visualize what's taking place in the future. But we've also got to trust ourselves spiritually. We've got to create a deep commitment to live open-heartedly. That's steady work. That's compassionate work. This is where we need to really rest in, deep within ourselves, to be able to get into a place of infinite with the universe. To trust ourselves spiritually is about trusting our soul. So sometimes as simple as placing our hands on our heart help us to make a choice or decision, to feel into it, to breathe into it, to understand it, and to grow in trust, to feel our presence, to receive, to experience the energies. But asking questions, is this a good decision for me? A yes or no, expansion, contraction. And growing in trust is about a risk, taking a risk on yourself. Take a risk on the universe. Take a risk in your life. Staying in our comfort zones keep us comfortable, keep us stuck, hold us back from truly being able to realize our greatest potentials or to even accomplish our greatest goals. We must be willing to take a chance on ourselves, to be able to trust ourselves enough to know that all of the heavens are in support, no matter what we decide. We have to be willing to try something we've never done before. You've probably heard that saying, you want to change something in your life, you've got to change what you've been doing. And that's about getting out of that comfort zone, taking a risk, going forward, and not being so attached to the outcome. I think that becomes the biggest thing, is to make those choices without attachment. It's about, if you remember what it was like to be 18 years old. I was just having this conversation with my niece the other day as she's making, some new choices in her life. And I said, do you remember what it's like to be 18 years old? You've just graduated from school. You're about to go off to college or embark on your life. It didn't matter to you at that time what was going to happen in the future. It didn't matter if you were going to succeed or fail. There was a sense of adventure. There was a sense of excitement, and you just wanted to get going. That's the same kind of energy that we need to approach the decisions that we're making. This whole point of being unattached to the outcome. To have that same vigor, that same excitement, that same enthusiasm, where it doesn't matter where we're going, we know we're right on path. It doesn't matter how it's going to work out. It's almost this place of where we don't even care. Because it's in the not caring that all of the universe, heaven and earth, all of your loved ones in spirit, all your angels and guides, where all the powers that be begin to work collectively together in order to assure your greatest achievements, assure your greatest potentials, and being assured that you are right on path, you're right on course. Every step, take a left into wisdom, a right into power, a left into wisdom, a right into power. That everything about who we are, spiritual, human, and all of these choices and decisions that we have to make aren't as big of a deal as what we make them out to. Following the guidance, trusting the nudges, Stop caring, my friends, about where it's going. Stop caring about where the future's going to unfold. Stop caring so much. But be compassionate and care for yourself. Love, nurturement, kindness. Check in with yourself. Find out what you really want to do. What is in your highest and best? And then move forward doing just that, in trust with yourself and with the universe. So from my heart to yours, wishing you a beautiful day. Bye for now.